I'm sure that sometime during our lives, most of us try and understand where our names come from, how our parents determined its origin. We might ask our parents how they came upon it. How did you come up with this? We might even do some genealogical research to determine where our name can be found in previous generations of our families. When I think about names, I think about family names. I think about who we are all named after, who we are all called to be. When I look at my family, I look at names of my parents and my grandparents and my siblings, and I know that some of those names came from generations before. Just like my mama's name was Dicey. Dicey is not a common name, but it goes back for many generations in her family. And Catherine is her middle name, Dicey Catherine. Well, Catherine also has generations of people with Catherine. So she got chosen to be the one that was Dicey Catherine. So that name goes back to a great-grandmother and several cousins and several people, and you can look back and see where it came in. But one of the things that I always laughed about, when Mama would say, she said, well, I had a great-grandmother named Catherine Jane Colberth. And I had another one named LaVara Dicey Catherine. And she said, let me tell you something. I am so glad that they didn't hang LaVara on me. But we need to think about our names. My grandmother, her mother's name was Macy. And my grandma hated her name. She didn't have a middle name. She was just Macy. And she said, why in the world would anybody want to call anybody Macy? And she threatened all her children, don't you name near one of them after me. So none of us girls, and she has 11 granddaughters, and not a one of them has got Macy in their name anywhere. Because she said, you don't do it because I don't like it. But they give them, her last name was Tew. So one of my first cousins' middle names is Tew, Tanya Tew. And it's because of that heritage. We hang on to things. And the Ivy side's the same way. My name comes out of a book. My mama and dad were reading, and they found the name Melinda, and they liked it. But my middle name, Faye, is after one of my dad's sisters. My sister Joan was out of a book, but her middle name is after one of our grandmothers, Marie. So we all, and Catherine, of course, got Catherine Ann. She got two names from two great-great-grandmas and a mama. So we look at our names, and they mean things to us. They come from places. But not only that, we want to know the meaning of our names sometimes. We look it up and where does it come from? And how far back does it go? And when they add things to it? And that kind of stuff. Our names can tell us a lot about where we come from and what our parents hoped for us. The most important thing about our name, however, is that it continues to be significant for you and I throughout our whole lives because it is how we are known. It is part of our identity. It's a means of establishing who we are in relation to others. You see, our name means something, a good name. Biblical writers understood the importance of a name. Yet our scripture reading today talks at length about not only our names, but also our treatment of the poorest among us. At first glance, these two themes might not seem related, but a seldom explored dimension of naming is that we also have something to do with our own naming, what we do with our own name and what we do with the person God has created us to be. How we are known to others is determined by our own actions, our own attitudes, and our disposition. How we behave, how we react with words and actions. It is up to us. In studying our passage from Proverbs today, from the Interpreter's Bible, Raymond Van Leeuwen writes that our name includes reputation. Israel was an honorable and shame culture, and one's name meant personal identity, and it was recognized and respected. Or it was not recognized and respected in the community. It was all in your name. Personal identity is still very central to the use for all of us in terms of our relationship to others. It's your name, who you are. In our society, we sometimes make promises based on our good name. Years and years ago, many people made many a deal, many a contract, many a plea between others on just a handshake, on just a good name, on a promise, and you kept that promise. And of course, it was a good name. It was based on goodness. We speak of our character and reputation as things that we need to protect, that needs to be protected. We worry about our name sometimes in our community because ultimately, this is all we have that is truly ours. This understanding reminds us that in our name, that our name is a part of our personal identity. Then our moral and ethical choices make a difference in how you and I are known to ourselves and to the world around us. You see, the writer of Proverbs today encourages you and I to take a look at our choices related to economic justice and social dimensions. The things around us of economic justice and social dimensions of mercy. The things around us that we do to help others. Our actions, our attitudes, our disposition towards others reveal a lot about our true identity, who we truly are, what we truly say, what we truly feel, what we truly think. The wisdom of these sayings is that we are to be ever vigilant in terms of our relationships towards those who are not prosperous in the eyes of the world around us. We are encouraged to realize our common humanity with all people, regardless of community standing, for the Lord is the maker of us all. It told us today, and we read that in verse 2, for the Lord is the maker of us all. We are reminded that we will reap what we sow, and that God will bless those who are generous, for they share their bread with the poor. We read that in verse 9. God will be generous. He will be generous with us and bless us when we are generous, it says. For they share their bread with the poor. You don't have to be rich, but you just have to be generous with your time, your talents, your actions, your doing. We are warned about the judgment of God, for the Lord pleads their cause and despoils. In other words, despoils means to steal or violently remove possessions, to rip things down, to take away of life those who despoil them. In other words, people that come in and steal and take. You see, the God that you and I worship calls us to serve. He calls us to serve those who are in need and live in such a way as to bless them rather than to curse them. You see, these ethical concerns are central because our personal identity reveals the love we have for those in need. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches and favor is better than silver and gold. It tells us that in God's Word today, the first verse that we read. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. We can and do choose our names. We are called by the way we live. Our name is chosen. It's chosen in part by how we relate to those who are nameless in our society. It's for us to think about, not only this day, but every day. Our name is chosen in part by how we relate to those who are nameless in our society. How do we treat others? How do we treat those that we do not know? How do we treat those around us? How do we even treat those that we do know and care about? But especially those that are on the fringes of society, that live on the outskirts, that sometimes might be in our way, that sometimes might even frighten us, sometimes just sit and we don't understand. How do we treat those who are nameless? Let us pray.